People are expected to pack Farm Cove tomorrow night for what promises to be a highlight of the bicentennial celebrations. Called Sound Cloud, it will combine lights, laser, music and fireworks in a spectacular two-hour performance.
The transformation of Farm Cove and the surrounding parklands is complete, with $12 million worth of sound and lighting equipment now in place. In a year of bicentennial gifts comes the most unique present from the Japanese, and for some reason until today, a well-kept secret. Kodo drummers will be just one of the acts that will perform on a fleet of barges tomorrow night. Thirteen sound and lighting towers now surround the cove as the 300 singers and musicians perform on the water. A helicopter will move in carrying what organisers call a UFO. Today an RAAF Chinook tested the weight of the module, which carries generators, lights, fireworks and speakers.
It's mainly classical, so there's a lot of synthesizer in it. You'll probably even get Waltzing Matilda, who knows.
The sound system will be the equivalent of three full-scale rock concerts. The Opera House soon got the message. It's cancelled all performances for tomorrow night, fearing the concerts would be drowned out by the wall of sound outside. The concert is the creation of renowned Japanese conductor Isawa Tomita, who was on site today for some last-minute sound checks. Mr. Tomita will be suspended above the water in this Perspex pyramid, where he will coordinate the spectacle. The last time the Sound Cloud concert was staged was in New York. If the Sydney version even comes close, it should live up to the promoter's promise of being the unforgettable event of the decade. Mark Burrows, National 9 News.
Sounds fantastic. The way it is, Friday, November 4th. This is Brian Henderson. Good night.